Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa and Sarasota, Florida. Now we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and the big semis. Also, to our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail today. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys like Thomas down there in down in Venice, and he's hauling gas and diesel all around to the gas stations. Now, we also are on Facebook as the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, and we're on Truth Social. Our handle there for all of those is at Captain's America. And, of course, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And then there's the website for the show, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the different things we have to offer, and you'll find some stuff over there. We have all our podcasts over there. You can actually listen to the show live over there right now. There's a stream that plays the show 24/7, but when the show comes on live, we're live over there. So, in the meantime, here we go out to California by the magic of the telephone, and we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the line.
Hi, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
We got a good crew on the porch tonight over there. It's 77 degrees. It's partly cloudy, and even though the Lightning lost last night, and they did, I believe it was 6-2 to the New York Rangers, it was still a good night to be around Tampa, because I can't think of where the weather is much better than it is right here, right now, anywhere in the country.
Yeah, I bet. Exactly.
All right. Are you ready, Mr. Kyle, to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, it's Thursday, the first Thursday of the month, and what's that mean?
That means it's time for Mixins.
Uh-huh, and here we go.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Mixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe at Mixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
Who was that masked man?
Yeah, who was that masked man? But he's saying what needs to be said. It's time to go to Mixon's. It's Thursday, the first Thursday.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, you got to hit the Captain's Club when you show up there.
Yeah,
gotta
hit
the Captain's Club. Yep. Yep. It's a big sandwich. You're going to love it. You can take it with you if you can't eat it all, or you can get the half size, whatever. But it is worth every penny that you pay for it. It's worth every penny you pay for it. And I don't get paid a dime for it either.
Well, and isn't Mixon's where they also have the orange swirl?
Oh, God, the orange swirl ice cream, yeah. Now, I'll tell you what, we won't tell anybody about that because the women might come in there and sneak a two-scooper on us, you know, but the orange swirl ice cream, it's to die for.
Cool.
Speaking of dying, we had a horrible incident in Tulsa late yesterday. A shooter came in to a medical building and took out four people, killed four people before killing himself. Don't know what the particulars are there yet, but a very bad situation, very sad situation for the people of Tulsa.
Yes, police arrived there about 4:56 local time. That was just within a few minutes, Captain, of the emergency call coming in. The shooting took place, we understand, on the second floor of the Natalie building at the St. Francis Hospital. And the authorities there, the shooter is dead, and they believe that the shooter died of a self-inflicted wound, died by suicide.
Yeah, and there's too much of this going on right now.
And yes, that is exactly the case. And I can't help but think sometimes, Captain, I don't know if somebody, gets motivated to go out and do this kind of terrible act because they've seen another one in the news recently.
Well, the announcement that came right after that was from Nancy Pelosi's office that House lawmakers are poised to propose an assault weapons ban. We had quite a discussion yesterday about assault weapons, the AR-15, what it was or what it isn't. Number one, it's not an assault weapon. And we had quite a discussion about that. We got a lot of feedback about it, too. I didn't have anybody challenge me at all about what we said. Not one challenge at all. That's unusual. Everybody agreed with the description of what we were talking about.
Yes, well, I can imagine. I'm glad to hear that as well. And unfortunately, politicians usually want to come out with something that is going to make it appear, shall we say, that they're taking some kind of swift action, but not really addressing the practicalities of the problem.
You are right. Okay, hold on to the boat there, Kyle. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on this Thursday. Have lunch for the Captain Day, Mixon Grossas Cafe.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Third Watch for Lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All right, we got it that time. All right, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friend, our pal, Mike Lindell, and I heard from our friend yesterday over there at MyPillow.com, and we're back to the BOGO extravaganza on the multiple MyPillow products. And what that means is it's time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Now, right now, you can buy one, get one, free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets. Yep, the Giza sheets, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or call them at 1-800-641-5459. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products, and you will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-641-5459 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And happy shopping. And by the way, let's check in on Kyle. How are the slippers coming? Everybody I know has got slippers now.
Yeah, well, I definitely would like to get the slippers. We like the towel set, as a matter of fact, and maybe get another set of those.
Because, buy one, get one.
That's right, because you can never have enough towels or too many towels.
Oh, I know. And these bath towels, they actually fit the larger people. They wrap around you. It's not like you got a towel and you go, oh, man, another one of these things. Nope, they're the right size. They're perfect.
Yeah, and they really do what Mike Lindell talks about. They're really absorbent. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden yesterday issued 7 month of June proclamations on oceans, immigrants, black music, LGBTQ+, the great outdoors, and homeownership. Who's he trying to impress?
Well, I don't know. Presidents make proclamations, I think, you know, very often. But you're right. He's talking about National Home Ownership Month. And so I don't know, Captain. It's getting harder and harder, I think, for people to actually buy a home.
Who do you know of that can afford to buy a home in this climate with the approximate value going up some 30%? Who do you know?
Yeah, nobody. Nobody that I know could afford the house they're living in right now if they had to buy it again.
Now, if you want to live in one of these containers that they're putting on concrete blocks and, you know, asphalt driveways and all that stuff, and they're not that bad, but if you want to do something like that, you can probably afford that.
Probably so. Probably so. Well, one of his other proclamations had to do with the appreciation of Black Music Month. I'm talking about the contributions of Black music, and of course, I always like to think, Captain, that music sort of transcends, you know, people's ethnicity or race, and hopefully brings us all together. There's all kinds of great music, and but yes, I appreciate the fact that he's made this particular proclamation.
Well, you'll think so tonight on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, because I got some stuff I'm going to lay down.
All right, very cool, very cool.
Now, Joe Biden had another brain disintegration during his Coast Guard ceremony, and all I can say is he did it again.
Well, he seemed to get sort of tied up with the teleprompter again, and seemed to...
Well, he steered away from it, and when he did, he lost his place, and he started to ad-lib until he could figure out where he was supposed to be.
Right, and also, it was an incredibly hot day there, evidently, as well. It was definitely... talk about your brain disintegrating, it was probably also due to the heat. But President Biden, when he loses his place on the teleprompter, that's when it all kind of becomes a catastrophe.
We crossed an ominous bridge yesterday. Did you hear about what it was?
What was that?
Every state in the union, all 50 states, now... The gasoline prices at the pump are at least $4. That's the first time that's happened in the history of the country.
See, how do you hide away from that as the administration? You just can't do it. I mean, all over the country. I had a colleague of mine today who was recently visiting Montana saying that the gas prices are wildly expensive there, too, and that's not typically the case, I was told. So it's all over the country. We know that. And to be able to try to explain it away as the Putin price hike or something else is not going to fly.
Well, here's what you need to do, folks. Remember in November, it was never even close to this under Donald Trump. Not even close. And by the way, when I hear Joe Biden again yesterday say, well, you know, there's nothing we can do about the gas prices. They're just going to do what they're going to do. We have no control over the gas prices. Oh, yes, they do. And he won't do what's needed.
Well, that's right. He won't do what's needed because, number one, I think they believe that they profit somehow politically from this, being able to try to tell you all this messaging about how you don't need a car, you need an electric car, and on it goes. And then also, Captain, they're completely beholden to the far left, and they can't do anything about drilling for oil or anything because they get vilified by the far left.
I'll tell you what, mark my words on this one. I am not going to buy an electric car come hell or high water. I will buy a bicycle before I'll do that, or a motorcycle if I have to downsize. That's what I'll do. I'll go to a three-wheeler. But are you kidding me? Buy an electric car? No. You have nowhere to charge them if you don't go distances out on the highway. You have nowhere to charge them.
Right. No, I agree. And the infrastructure, I don't think, is going to be there for a long time.
Several years.
It's... You know, this is a major undertaking, and I can't imagine the amount of electric cars that there would be trying to find charging stations and then having to wait for them to charge. What are you going to do on a trip? Yeah.
Let me give you an example of what's going to happen. Let's say I live at mile marker zero, and let's say my electric car has a range of 300 miles. Somewhere around the 270 to the 300-mile marker up the road, you're going to start seeing electric cars on the shoulder out of electricity. So, you're going to know that you're going to have an electric charging point at the 250, the 255, the 260, the 265, the 270, the 275, about every 5 miles, so people will be able to pull in there, charge their cars, and continue the rest of their trip. If you don't, they're going to sit on the side of the road until somebody figures out how to charge them.
Well, exactly. They may have to pull up a diesel generator or something. But at the same time, though, Captain, where's all that electricity going to come from? Is it going to be from windmills by the side of the road? I mean, in other words, these questions really aren't being answered. It's just this notion of be cool and get an electric car, man, because, you know, that's the whole future. And that may very well be. But if we can't sustain it, then it's not going to help anybody.
I saw a guy the other day that had solar panels he actually had on the hood of his vehicle. And what he did was he lifted up the trunk, and when he did, it showed the solar panels. Then he stood them up, and then he went inside to do whatever, but while he was inside, his car was actually charging via the solar panel.
Yeah, see, that may be something, especially if the technology can advance to the point where the sun could provide enough
energy.
But
the car didn't come that way. He had to add that.
Yeah, I can imagine. Exactly. Yeah, that doesn't sound standard.
No, and it wasn't cheap.
No.
Several thousand.
And you talk about the ranges, too. You know, there's nothing wrong with having an electric car. So let's say you commute 20, 30, 40 miles to work every day, and you go back and forth. Well, that's a mission-specific application of an electric car. But the traditional notion of the American open road and getting in your car and going on a trip somewhere, that all collapses if you have to be literally beholden to the energy and to the time to charge it up.
Yeah, you're right. And, of course, as gas prices continue to climb, folks, Congress and the states are now starting to provide gas tax holidays. I know my state of Florida, until the end of the year, is going to have a gas tax holiday. Now, that'll only be good for a few months, but at least that 16 or 17 cents or something like that won't be charged. However, they're saying, well, the greedy oil companies are going to raise their prices up so that they make up the difference in the price. Not so fast.
Well, right. And I'm glad you mentioned taxes, Captain. Where is the government going to get its road tax revenue if people aren't buying gasoline because they've all switched to electric cars? Guess what, folks? They're going to find a way to make sure you get taxed even more because they're not going to have the gas tax revenue.
Well, it won't be from the trucks.
Right.
All right. Hold that thought, sir. We're coming right back with more. With Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And I think I'll use this one more time. Well, no, I won't use it one more time. I'll use something different. We'll be right back. Go ahead, Kathy. Take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News.
The White House has indicated it's nearing a decision on broad student loan debt forgiveness, zeroing in on canceling $10,000 per student.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness, and I'll have an answer on that in the next couple weeks.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration canceled all outstanding federal
federal student loans borrowed by former Corinthian College students. It shut down in 2015. Roughly 500,000 former students will receive $5.8 billion in loan cancellations. For the first time in history, gas prices have topped $4 per gallon in all 50 states. Prices jumped an average of 48 cents during the month of May. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. You know, I had a conversation yesterday with some radio executive types. I'll just leave it at that. And there's some big news in the offing here. I can't say anything about anything at all yet, but it's going to be very good. Very good. And it's got a national twist to it, which we like even more because this is a national show. It's a multi-hour show. And every hour we have different audiences in different parts of the country all night long to join this program because some shows, or I'm sorry, some stations carry an hour of this or 2 hours of this or 3 hours of this. It is a four-hour show, so it's got that little uniqueness to it because 4 hours takes up most of the night. And back in the day, an all-night show used to be 5 or 6 hours long. Is that not right, Kyle?
Right. That's yep. Right. Yep.
Yep. All the shows at night were 5 and 6 hours long. Matter of fact, they call them the all night hours of gold or all night trucking shows, all night stock shows, whatever they were. But anyway, all right. Well, let me tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously. I have for well over 7 years, coming up on 8 years right now. And the reason I take it is because it works for the problem that I have. Now, the problem that I have is inflammation and swelling and pain in both of my feet and legs. And I've been able to keep it under control by using this product, thank God. Otherwise, it had to be taking something else, and the something else never agreed with me. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which will even lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. Best part about it, it's 100% drug-free. No narcotics. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So, go over to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start that's over there. That's all. The 1995 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is?
All you have to lose is pain.
You bet. It's there for the taking. There for the taking. All right, before we move on, Kyle, all interests in the southern part of Florida below I-4, and I'll go down even a little bit further south, say Sarasota South, needs to start paying attention to what may be coming our way, coming into the Gulf of Mexico, the southeastern Gulf of Mexico. It's that hurricane that was a hurricane that came in from the Pacific and tore itself apart over to the Yucatan, and now is starting to slowly reform into what we don't know yet, but we do know at the very least it'll produce locally heavy rainfall, which is probably going to move across the southern part of Florida, perhaps up as far north as Sarasota, maybe Tampa Bay, but certainly from Fort Myers south, you will have torrential rain over the weekend. And that's going to be what the predominant problem is going to be, is rain. There might be some wind, but nothing like what there was when it was a Category 2 hurricane coming to Mexico. So,
well, that's right. Yeah, this is that the disturbance that was coming across the Yucatan, I should mention. That's
yeah,
right.
It was called Agatha.
Mm-hmm.
If it becomes a named storm here, I'm not sure what it'll be, whether or not it'll continue the same name or not. I think they changed the name when they come over here into the Atlantic.
Right.
And again, we've also got this, I call it the 10% are sitting over there northeast of the Bahamas, about 150 miles northeast of the Bahamas right now, that basically is not going to form into much of anything. However, this system could catch up to it. They could intertwine together. And then you got one big mess going up the East Coast. You just chopped up on me. You there?
Right.
Are you there? No, you're chopping up on me. Try to do something, whatever it is you got to do. If you have to call me back, and I'll get you a news story. You want to do that? All right, I've lost you altogether. So I'm gonna hang up on you so you call me back. All right, so there you go. Kyle's having some sort of problem. He's on Skype, by the way. I'm not. PolitiFact fact-checkers are going to the desperate stage of being out of control because they're going to massive lengths right now to try to protect Stacey Abrams. You folks in Georgia know exactly what I'm talking about. Instead of telling the truth about Stacey Abrams and what it is that she's done in the past, they're trying to cover up her tracks, so to speak. All right, now let me go back here. Are you back, Kyle?
Here I am.
All right, I got you now. Okay, I don't know what happened there. But Stacey Abrams is somebody that the mainstream media, again, is trying to guide into the governorship in Georgia. Big mistake for the people in Georgia if they follow that road. Big mistake.
Well, I do think so. I think that, there does seem to be a double standard here, Captain. As to my knowledge, Stacey Abrams, has she ever conceded the fact that she lost the governor's election before?
No.
And so I don't know. If you don't agree with the election results, isn't that called attacking our democracy? I'm just, wondering.
It is where I come from.
Yeah, but it seems like, if Stacey Abrams disputing it, then that's fine. But if anybody else disputes it, then that's certainly attacking our democracy. And obviously, elections get concluded, they're over, and we all move forward. But Stacey Abrams may not be a great choice, I think, for governor.
All right. Now, I just got a message here. Let me see who this is from real quick. But it's about the trial of the century yesterday. Oh, hey, Cousin Vinny, how are you, Cousin Vinny? Amber Heard released a statement after everything was said and done yesterday, and she said what she blamed for her loss to Johnny Depp. Now, she got $2 million out of this from somebody for some reason, and she's got to pay Johnny Depp a total of $15 million for the stuff that she cooked up with one of her girlfriends. Apparently, there was a girlfriend involved in this, too, and they tried to ambush Johnny Depp. And the jury believed that line, that story, 100%. It was an unanimous decision on the part of Johnny Depp. Now, they toned the money back because you can only get so much money for punitive damages and whatnot. So instead of the $50 million, it wound up being $15 million.
Well, the you mentioned the $2 million that Amber Heard was awarded, and I think that had to do with the actions of an agent of Johnny Depp, but not Johnny Depp himself. That's how I understood it. So whether that'll be deducted from whatever she's supposed to pay him, then we'll see. Obviously, there's going to be an appeal in this, I would think. But her statement, though, following the verdicts, is quite interesting because she's saying that she appears, and this is her words, it seems I'm sadder still that I seem to have lost a right I thought I had as American to speak freely and openly. She hasn't lost any rights, Captain, to speak freely and openly as an American, but the speech that she did, in fact, do, evidently was now found to be defamatory. And under our system, you're not able to do that. But she is not, repeat, not enjoined from speaking out about abuse, speaking out about any of these kinds of topics. In fact, I think it should be really noted that the fact is there is a lot of abuse that goes on out there in across the land, and that we have to put a stop to that. And it doesn't diminish the verdict today. The fact that she defamed Johnny Depp and went through these motions on that, it doesn't diminish the fact that many women are abused, and we shouldn't lose sight of that.
And if I just go out there and call somebody, pardon my French, but I'm going to say it, if I just go out there and call somebody who I don't know, never seen, a son of a bitch, okay, I can be sued for defamation. I can be. But if I go out there and say, in my opinion, that person is an SOB, that's a totally different ballgame.
Yeah, and of course, you know, especially in the big leagues, as it were, when you're a known public figure and so forth, yeah, I think you have to be very, very judicious, shall we say, on what you say and how you describe people, and especially if you're trying to offer, you know, they did this to me, you know, this kind of thing.
Well, how many times have you heard me say on this show, when it comes to politicians, in my opinion, they're a moron?
Yeah, that's your opinion. Exactly. Yeah. You're free to express an opinion.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report will be on the table when we come back, so don't go anywhere. I shall return with the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Hands are sore. 5 days a week we work and sleep from sun up to sundown. We blow off steam, if you know what I mean, when the weekend comes around. We party at the bar, y'all.
card. All righty. I'll tell you what, on July the 16th, we're going to party at Robarts Arena. You want to be there. So start watching and start seeing when the event sheets come up and what's going to go on down there. I can't say anything other than we're going to have a big, big, big political forum down there at Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, on July the 16th. That's all I can say. Can't say no more. And we got Kyle in the mix here. Okay, Kyle?
Hey, Captain, yes.
All right, let me dig in here and talk a little bit about the weather. Now, we do have this system that's coming across towards the southern part of Florida. We'll get into more of that one when I tell you about the weather on my end of the stick here. But right now, we've got scattered thunderstorms and flooding possible in the southern plains all the way up into the northeast, with a high chance of this tropical cyclone development near the Gulf of Mexico coming my way for south and central Florida. So the Ozarks, we got stuff. We got isolated large hail in the Ohio Valley going into the northeast today, tonight, and possibly into tomorrow. So, Kyle, you've also got weather coming in on the West Coast. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. We definitely have, especially up in Washington State, we've got a flash flood watch that's there. This is going to be pretty much along U.S. Highway 97. This is going to be north of I-90 if you're going to be in the Waterville, Bridgeport, also the Tonuskit, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in Republic area there in northern Washington State. You're going to have thunderstorms developing over Thursday, which can cause severe rain and also some flooding as well. So you definitely want to be aware of that. We do have a lot of cloud cover coming over Northern California, and this is going to stretch into Southern Idaho, also through most of Montana and into most of Northern and Central Wyoming. And then, for example, we've got Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, looking like they're going to start to have rain coming in at least Friday and Saturday. Pardon me. Yes, Thursday and Friday this week, I believe. So be aware of that. Also, in terms of active rain that we're seeing on the radar maps right now, if this we're talking about I-84, this in Oregon, this is going to be near Baker City, also near Union. So you want to be aware of that's coming across the road there. And then on Highway 74 near Heppner there in Oregon. This is going to be southwest of Pendleton. You've also got a lot of rain in that area right now as well. That's where the active rain is tonight. We've also got, I believe there was one more thing. I thought we had a freeze warning, but I don't see that on the map right now. So be careful out there.
All righty. Well, we have got rain again, flooding again. Oklahoma seems to be the place for that right at the moment. Now, again, Wichita Falls, Kansas, on up to Plainview, straight line across towards Oklahoma City and straight south again down to the Texas line. It's been raining for going on the better part of 2 days. There's a lot of flooding in there, a lot of flooding. We've also got some weather up in Kansas, southeastern corner of Kansas, and there are a couple of severe storm watches in that area right now, as well as more flooding, flash flooding up through there. In Missouri, up along I-70 near Columbia, Missouri, you've got flooding in that area as well. You've got some flooding in the Midland, Texas area along I-20. So keep in mind, that's all because of all this rain that we've been getting. Now, taking a look at the Gulf, this is where the rubber meets the road right now, because we do have a system that has the great potential for developing into something. What the something's going to be, we don't know yet. But this is the beginning, the starting, if you will, of hurricane season here in the Gulf. And I'm going to read what this says, and we'll go from there. Now, near the Yucatan Peninsula and southeastern Gulf of Mexico, a broad area of low pressures located near the east coast of the Yucatan Peninsula is continuing to produce a large area of disorganized showers and thunderstorms over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and the Yucatan Peninsula. Despite the stronger upper-level winds, this system is likely to become a tropical depression or tropical storm while it moves slowly northeastward towards the northwestern Caribbean Sea and the southeastern Gulf of Mexico over the next couple of days. Interest in West Cuba, the Florida Keys, and the Florida Peninsula should be aware and monitor the progress of this system. And the tropical storm watches and warnings will be put up probably sometime later today for where they think this storm is going to go. Now, right now, Kyle, we're on the outer loop up here where I'm at of the system. And I think it's going to be further south of us. It's just my thought as to what I'm watching. And if it is further south of us, that means if you're down there by Fort Myers, down to Naples, it'll be coming across Florida that way. It could catch up to that system we've been telling you about over there by the Bahamas, and it could develop with that, and then we don't know exactly what we'd have. But all the warm water is going to be over. All it's going to do is make it become a little bit worse and a little bit worse and a little bit worse the longer it's out there over the water. And the water out there is well into the 80-degree range.
Yeah, and that's the engine that drives these kinds of storms.
Oh, it most certainly is. It does not take long to have yourself a real humdinger.
Yep.
Yep. I've seen it happen way too many times in the past. And, of course, I do monitor all the emergency channels because I'm part of that network as an amateur radio operator. And I do monitor all that. I actually bring my radio with me when I come to the radio station when this stuff is going on so I can tell everybody what it is that I know that some of the other cats don't know because they don't have the ability to be able to do what I'm doing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's a great service.
Yeah, and we've actually put that stuff on the radio before because when they put it out there publicly to me to know, then we can put it on the radio. We don't put anything out there that's not legitimate and accurate and with the proper authority to be able to do it because you just don't want to do that sort of stuff.
That's right.
So, folks, keep in mind, we've got some weather, it looks like, this weekend, starting perhaps sometime tomorrow afternoon. We'll know more overnight and during the day today as to what's going to happen. But, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J. You got about 25 seconds here.
Well, folks, don't forget you want to stop in at the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. You can find their locations by simply using their locations function at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And, of course, they bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the program. Find out about the Rewards Club, pilotflyingj.com.
And if you haven't heard, folks, right now, for the first time in American history, gasoline prices are over $4 a gallon. In every state in the country for the first time in history. Unbelievable. I'll be back right after the top of our news.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.